This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Tomorrow at this time, job holders, job seekers, and financial markets will be digesting the official word on employment and unemployment in America during the month just passed. One early piece of positive news came today. The number of people who had to sign up for unemployment benefits fell again over the last week. The four-week average is the lowest since the 2008 financial implosion. Diane Swonk, chief economist at Mesirow Financial, is always very nice about taking our calls on Thursdays. Hello, Diane.
Good morning.
Okay, so we'll start with the payroll company ADP. They found 176,000 more people on private sector payrolls in August compared to July. Certainly a positive trend.
It is a positive trend. It's not much of a change in trend from what we've seen over the last year or so. I hope it's right, since my forecast for private sector payrolls is 175,000 for tomorrow. And remember, the quality of jobs generated matters as much as the number of jobs. There is some bit of a pickup in both construction and manufacturing jobs during the month of August, and that's important because those are much higher wage jobs than the low-paying minimum wage jobs we've been generating over much of the recovery.
Now, but even as people are finding work, companies are announcing layoffs. Those layoff announcements went up last month.
Yes, actually, one of the weakest sectors in ADP was finance. So the finance sector is consolidated now after all of what we saw during the financial crisis. And I think that's where many of the layoffs are actually coming from and may come from going forward.
Now, just before we go, tomorrow, 8:30 Eastern time, August unemployment as tallied by the government. You said 175,000 is your number for job gains. That's what you're predicting?
In the private sector, 165,000 total. We are losing some government sector jobs now, more on the federal side. We're also going to see some effects of the sequester, not in terms of the overall numbers. People don't lose a job if they get put on an unpaid furlough. But if you're losing one day of pay a week, that certainly hits your hours worked and the pay you take home.
And what about the unemployment rate, the parallel survey tomorrow?
Looking for that to stay unchanged at 7.4%, mostly because we just don't see that many people throwing their hat in the ring to actually look for a job. The participation rate in those looking for a job has been very low, particularly among younger workers. The good news is we do know younger workers eventually have to rejoin the labor force.
All right. Diane Swonk, Mesirow Financial, thank you very much for this.
Thank you.